In North America, the single was released by Capitol, saying on the label that Ticket to Ride was from the film Eight Arms to Hold You. In fact, it's still issued in that form, even though the title was changed to Help. Shooting for Help continues until May 12th at locations in the Bahamas, Austria, and around London. While filming in Austria, their friend Victor Spinetti, the only actor to appear in three of the Beatles' films, became ill.
I had flu, and I was in bed, and the Beatles visited me, because we're all staying in the same hotel. Each one visited me separately, and the way they visited me when I had flu is really what they're like. Knock at the door. Paul McCartney opens the door and looks round and says, "Is it catching?" I said, "Yep," and he closed the door. George Harrison walked in and said, "I've come to plump your pillows, because whenever you're ill, people plump your pillows, you see." So he came and plumped me pillows. You know what plumping the pillows mean? And tidied the sheets and made me comfortable. John Lennon walked in and said, "You are in this state of Austria. You are going to be experimented upon by the doctors, and your skin will be made into the lampshades, Heil Hitler," and walked out. Ringo walked in, didn't say anything, sat down by the side of my bed and picked up the menu that's always there at the side of the bed, right? Opened the menu, looked at me and said, "Once upon a time, there were three bears, Mummy Bear, Daddy Bear, and Baby Bear. And that's the essential difference between the three of them, four of them. John, the realist. Paul, the one that thinks, if it's catching, I might not be able to do the shot tomorrow. George, the caring, are you comfortable? And Ringo, the fantasist."
In between takes for Help, Paul buys a large Victorian house in St. John's Wood, right around the corner from the Abbey Road studios of EMI. The Beatles make a few television appearances in Britain, and on May 10th record two Larry Williams songs which were used on the North American album, Beatles 6. Dizzy Miss Lizzy showed up on the Help album in Britain, but Bad Boy didn't appear in Britain until the collection of oldies was released. On June 12, 1965, a storm of controversy was unleashed with the announcement that the Beatles were to be made members of the British Empire, or MBE. The award catches the Beatles completely off guard.
"From obscurity in a cellar in Liverpool 4 years ago and now to Buckingham Palace. Gentlemen, what do you think everybody on the other side of the Atlantic is going to say to this?
Whoopee, I hope."
"Yes, I hope."
John says that when the envelope arrived, he thought he was being drafted. Paul said he'd wear it in the garden. Ringo said he'd wear his when he was old. And George says, "I didn't think you got an MBE for playing rock and roll." Others were less cavalier in their attitude. Irate colonels and ex-army heroes returned their awards, claiming they were forever cheapened. Author Richard Pape said that if the Royal Honors List was to continue to be debased, quote, "then Britain must fall deeper into international ridicule and contempt." The Beatles decide that they had better go to receive the awards, rather than risk more outrage by their refusal to attend. John says, "Lots of people who complained about us receiving the MBE received theirs for heroism in the war, for killing people. We received ours for entertaining people. I'd say we deserve ours more, wouldn't you?" A few days later, on the 20th, the Beatles begin another concert tour, this time a nine-stop European tour of France, Italy, and Spain. While on tour, John's second book, A Spaniard in the Works, is published on the 24th.
"I used to write them and just give them to friends to laugh at, and that was the end of it. So when they all go down in the book, well, it turns into a book and into a play, etc., etc. But it's just my style of humour. All my life, you know, I never quite got the idea of spelling. English and writing, fine, but actually spelling the words. So, and also if I typed a lot of the book, and I can only do it very slowly with the finger, so the stories would be very short because I couldn't be bothered going on. And also, I'd spell it as you say it, like Latin, really.
Yes.
You know, or just try and do it the simplest way to get it over with, because all I'm trying to do is tell a story. And what the words is spelt like is irrelevant, really. But if they make you laugh because the word used to be spelt like that, that's great. But the thing is the story and the sound of the word.
A lot of people wrote about your book and said, oh, James Joyce, Edward Lear, and so on. What did you think when they said that?
Well, when they said James Joyce, I hadn't I must have come across him at school, but we hadn't done him like I remember doing Shakespeare, and I remember doing so-and-so, I remember doing Chaucer a bit, but I don't... or somebody like him doing funny words. I don't remember Joyce, you see, so the first thing they say, oh, he's read James Joyce, you know, so I hadn't, so the first thing I do is buy Finnegan's Wake and read a chapter, and it was great, you know, and I dug it, and I felt as though he's an old friend, but I couldn't make right through the book, you know. And so I read a chapter of Finnegan's Wake, and that was the end of it. So now I know what they're talking about. But, I mean, he just went. He just didn't stop.
What actually, though, had you read that you know was important to you when you were young?
Only kids' books, you know. Alice in Wonderland. The poems were all from Jabberwocky started me into that kick.
No.
And drawing, I started trying to draw like Ronald Searle when I was about 8. So there was Jabberwocky and Ronald Searle I was turning into by the time I was 13. You know, I was determined to be Lewis Carroll with a hint of Ronald Searle.
On July 23rd, Parlophone releases their 10th Beatles single, Help, backed with I'm Down. It was a strong song and a great title track, but it was really a lot more than a catchy movie tune. It was John genuinely crying from inside.